Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for allowing me to be on this radio station once again. And I hope and pray that the broadcast today will be a blessing to you. And the Lord will speak to you personally, that he would make himself known to you. That's what we need. We need the Lord to speak today. We need him to send forth his word by his Holy Spirit and reach down into the hearts, the darkened hearts and souls that are not saved, and to bring them up out of the pugmire of sin. And some people may not be in the worst of sin, but they're sinners by birth and by choice, and all need a Savior. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and there's none righteous, no, not one. All we like sheep gone astray, but the Lord has laid the iniquity of us all upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and by his stripes we are healed. And so therefore, all mankind needs a Savior. They need one that's died on the cross of Calvary for their sins. And Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. He is God himself reincarnated into a human body. God in man. He said, thou hast prepared me a body. The Lord Jesus left us all the splendor of heaven, knowing his destiny, knowing the death that he would die and the suffering that he would suffer. And he came down to this old sin-cursed world. The Bible said, was obedient unto the Father, even unto death. And he came and he took upon him of no reputation. He came down to die for sinners such as you and I. He came to take our place and just become that living sacrifice that we wouldn't die in sin and go to hell. We couldn't sacrifice anything. There's nothing that was holy enough, that was pure enough, that there's nothing that we could do on our own to reconcile us back to God. It took a supreme sacrifice, a holy sacrifice. And it took God himself. It took his son. He sent his son to the world not to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. And he died for the entire world. He died for all that could be saved, but all's not going to be saved. Everyone's not going to believe the gospel and be saved. They're going to run their way. They're going to run in sin. The Bible said they won't come to light lest the evil deeds be reproved. And people love darkness more than they do love light. That's what this flesh is about. And that's what the Word of God tells us, that they love darkness. And God help us today. You can tell by looking at the world, looking at America, they love darkness and they love sin. And I tell you, because that's what they're about. They were born in sin and shame and iniquity. They need the Father of heaven. They need the Heavenly Father. They need to have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. They need to be saved. They need to be born again, and they would live a different life. And then they would hate darkness and they would love the light. And they would go to the light, and that's where they would be. Because when you get saved, you want to be right where Jesus is at, and you want to follow him up close, and you want to do the will of the Father. And that's what this man was about. This man called Legion, he was a man that was possessed with many demons. And the Bible said when he got saved, he was in total darkness, no doubt. He lived there among the tombs. He cut himself. They would bind him with chains. He wouldn't keep his clothes on. He couldn't live around people, but he was in the graveyard there. He was in the tomb there. And the Bible said it was over in the land of Decapolis, the Gadarenes. He was a man there. And that's where they resorted, no doubt. I believe this might have been a place where folks that were possessed would go, and maybe where they would send them or keep them. But this man was there. He was in a bad situation. And I tell you, when he got saved, the Bible said he was found at the feet of Jesus, clothed in his right mind. And I tell you, he was going about ready to do the will of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's exactly what he did. The Bible said Jesus, first of all, he was there in Galilee, and he told his disciples, he said, let us go on the other side of the lake. So they got into the ship to go, and then there's a storm that broke out there. And no doubt, whenever you set to do the Lord's will or go and do, and there's a great work to be done, you better believe Satan's going to do everything he can to stop it, to hinder it. He's going to stop, if he can, the Word of God being preached. I tell you, because he knows that's what it takes for people to be saved. And so he's going to fight everything in his power, no doubt, to hinder us and to hinder whoever God's trying to use. But this man here, the Bible said they were all there in the ship with the Lord Jesus. And when they begin to go, Jesus fell asleep on the ship. No doubt it was a trial of their faith, and he was dealing with them as well about their faith. And the Bible said, but as they sailed, he fell asleep, and there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. The boat was filled full of water and the wind was blowing and they was in a horrible storm. And they came to him and awoke him saying, Master, Master, we perish. They began to cry out to him, Master, thou art the Master. And we're perishing. We're about to go. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water. And they ceased and there was a calm. And I tell you, all the Lord's got to do is just speak. We come to him and say, Master, Master, God help us. Lord, have mercy on us. Give us what we need. Lord, we're in jeopardy. We're in great problems and we need help. And I promise you, he's there already. Even though it may seem like he's asleep. Maybe it seems like he's not hearing us when we pray. But he does hear us and he knows us and he knows everything about us. The Bible says his ears open to the cry of the righteous. And when you cry out by faith, when you cry out the depths of your soul and you really want help, he's there. I mean, being real with the Lord and being serious with the Lord. And they was in a serious storm and they got real serious and they was really to the point and thought they were going to die. And they began to cry out to him, Master, Master. And we perish. He arose and rebuked the winds and the sea and the water, and no doubt, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, Where is your faith? Where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, What manner of man is this? For he commandeth even the winds and the water that they obey him. And they arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. They went all the way over that Sea of Galilee, and they came because there was a great need. Even went through a storm because there was a great need. When we go through a storm, sometimes there's different reasons why we go through storms as a born-again believer. And some storms, like my pastor's preached for many years, there's three different types of storms that we get in at times. And there's one storm that others bring in our life that they begin to bring things on themselves, and it brings us into the storm. And then there's a storm that we bring in our own lives, that we bring on ourselves, no doubt. And there's a storm of also of the glory of God. It will bring glory and honor unto him. And this, no doubt, was a storm here where God began to deal with them. But there was a great need ahead. And there was no doubt they were going through things. And I tell you, we go through things sometimes because of the fact that, you know, the Lord's trying to equip us. He's trying to get us ready for a good work, and there's a work to be done. And I tell you, when we get out there on life's seat, going about trying to do the will of our Father and let him lead us where he wants us to go, when we put out that effort, no doubt sometimes we may face a storm. We may face things in oppositions, and we may face things like that because there's a great work ahead, and Satan knows it, no doubt. But we learn through these experiences. We learn that, no doubt, it increases our faith when we go out and put out effort. And when these storms come, and when the Lord himself, when we cry out to him and we really want to do the will of God and really want to help people and see people get saved, then the Lord will rebuke this and our faith will be increased and we'll be able to grow in grace and grow in faith, and our heart will be enlarged and we'll be able to do a greater work. And the Bible said they arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. And he went forth to the land, and there met him out of a city a certain man which had devils a long time and wear no clothes, neither abode in any house, but in the tombs. He was in the tombs. He didn't abide in any house. But when he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down at him. And with a loud voice said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God, the Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not. No doubt the demons know. They know who Jesus is. They know he has all power in heaven and earth. And he came and they said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not. And the Bible said, For he commanded the unclean spirits to come out, of the man, for oftentimes it had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and in fetters, and he brake the bands and was driven of the devil into the wilderness. And Jesus asked him, saying, What is thy name? What is your name? What kind of condition are you in? You got to realize what kind of condition that you're in before you can be saved. You got to realize what kind of trouble that you're in and that you need Jesus. And that's what Jesus did. He asked him a question. What's your name? Well, he knew who he was. He said, What's your name? Where do you stand? And he said, My name is Legion. He said, Because many devils were entered unto him. And they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. And there was there a herd of swine feeding on the mountains, and they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them, and he suffered them. Then went the devils out of the man and entered to the swine, and the herd ran violently down into a steep place in the lake, and they were choked. And when they that fed them saw that what was done, they fled and went and told it to the city of the country. Then they went out to see what was done, and they came to Jesus and found the man. Listen to this. They found the man. Who was the man? They found this man that was bound up with legion. The man called legion, bound up with demons. Here they found him. And where was he at? The Bible said, out of whom the devils were departed, he was sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed in his right mind. And they were afraid. I tell you, that's where they found him. And when you get saved, that's where people find you. That's where they ought to find you, at the feet of Jesus. Not out in the world running into the things of the world and the things that God has brought you out of, and you still having a problem with that, you might need to take a closer look at yourself and be sure that you're saved. You may be saved, but you're just not following the Lord's will. But I tell you, many that just say they get saved and they run, I tell you, you need to be sure that you're saved and that you're born again. But this man called Legion was found at the feet of Jesus in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they also which saw it told them by what means he that was possessed of the devil was healed. And then the whole multitude of the country, the Gadarenes round about, besought him to depart from them, for they were taken with great fear. And he went up into the ship and returned back again. Now these type of folks here, no doubt, there was a great need there in this country here, in this little town of the Gadarenes and Decapolis, no doubt. Decapolis was that place there, was different cities there. But when this man, the Bible said, he began to desire to go with Jesus. And Jesus said, no. He said, return to thine own house and show how great things God had done unto thee. He was a living testimony. There was a great need there in his country. And the Lord came and the Lord dealt with him and saved him that he might be a light. The people needed help. That they desired him to go. They feared him, but there was a great need there. And listen, the Lord picked out a man. He picked out a man that was bound up, that was in total darkness, a man that didn't even live in a house. He was among the tombs, and he was he couldn't live around people, a troubled person here. But the Lord picked him out, and he said, "You're the man that I'm going to use and send forth out the capitalist there, and to be a witness for my name's sake. I'm going to let you be a living testimony." And I tell you, that's what the Lord does. He don't call many wise, not many noble men are called, but he causes the base things. He calls those, no doubt, that are in trouble, those that in more darkness, they love him more. The Bible said that they're the ones that will do more. And that's what he did. He went by and found this man. And this man was troubled. He was bound up. He couldn't help himself. But the Lord came by his way. Thank God. He came by his way. He went all the way across the lake. He even went through a storm to get to him. And he got there. And no doubt the demons began to cry out. And the Lord delivered him. And he went his way and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done unto him. And it came to pass when Jesus was returned, the people glad received him, for they were all waiting for him. Jesus returned back to his own country there. No doubt in the Galilee, the Capernaum there, his hometown, no doubt. And he returned back, and it was so many things need to be done. So many folks need to be healed and saved. But he went over to the Gadarenes because he saw and he knew about a man. And he knew what they needed there in the place there in that city. And the Lord saved him and used him and sent him out to preach, no doubt, the gospel and what God did for him. Today you can be saved. All you got to do is repent, call on him out of the depths of your soul. He'll hear your feeble cry and save you from all your sin. My time's come and gone. God bless you. In Jesus' precious name, and amen.